News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, has been called to appear before a Dáil committee to explain, called on to appear, as opposed to getting an edict from the Dáil committee itself, basically to explain his opposition to the use of antigen testing. Now, a meeting of the Oireachtas Transport Committee yesterday heard from numerous experts advocating their use and ended up with a call for the CMO to explain his opposition to them. Is the NPHET stance on antigen testing too cautious? Well, to discuss, I'm joined by Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University. And I'm also joined by Gabriel Scally, Public Health Physician, former Director of Public Health for Belfast and Professor of Public Health at the University of Bristol. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome. Paul, I'll start with you. You are in favour of this. So is you don't agree, or do you agree with Tony Holohan, by the way?
No, I've been surprised in terms of how reticent we've been in terms of rolling out rapid forms of testing, especially rapid antigen test. I think, Mark, there's a place for these. I think it's the wrong comparison. We compare it with PCR. The proposal is not to use rapid antigen testing as a definitive diagnostic. It's as a screen. It's an attempt, a tool that we have to reduce transmission of the virus. So I think there's certainly a place for rapid antigen testing.
Can I use a very simplistic analogy, which is, you know, if you were pregnant, you'd get a home testing kit and see whether you were or not. If it said positive, then you would go to a doctor and get it, you know, do it properly. Yeah. The antigen test is effectively the home testing kit of it. It gives you an indication of whether you're clear or not, or whether you need to get more medical advice. What's the opposition to using it?
I think the opposition refers to the sensitivity. So there's two parameters that we use to determine how good, how accurate, how a test or a screen performs. That's specificity in terms of being able to determine if somebody is negative or not. And then the sensitivity, being able to pick up positive. If you compare a PCR, and there's figures, and I know Dr. Holohan has used figures like 50%. If you compare a PCR, yes, it's not, rapid antigen tests are not as sensitive as PCR, but that depends on the level of the RNA, the level of the virus. So when we look at relatively high levels that are associated with infection, rapid antigen tests are very, very sensitive, and they'll be up at 80, 90%. But for frequently, PCR tests will detect, you know, very low amounts of RNA fragments, typically at a post-infectious stage where you can't actually culture any infectious virus. So the rapid antigen tests are picking up when you're infectious. So it's really sensitive for picking up cases that are at the infectious stage.
Gabriel Scally, I'm going to bring you in here. You do agree with Tony Holland's stance. I would like to know why, and is it because we have taken risks or opened up a little too quickly before and paid the price of it, and we actually need to err on the side of caution now?
Well, I think all tests have you know, their pluses and their negatives. And I think it is quite right to say that there is a place for antigen testing. But it's you can't scatter them around the place like fairy dust and hope that they'll sort something out. They have to be used in a very, very selected way. And I think the important distinction is they shouldn't be used as a test to enable, for example, instead of going into isolation, you have an antigen test because you've been a close contact with someone. That won't work because we know that they're not very sensitive. 50% in the big Liverpool trial of the tests. And
well, now hang on a second. Professor Michael Mina, the Harvard man, said that they're 90% effective in.
Yeah. Well, yes, but it is this issue of sensitivity and specificity. If you get a positive lateral flow test, then it is very more than 99% likely that you have an infectious case of COVID-19. If you have a negative case, a test, that doesn't mean that you don't have COVID-19, and in fact that you couldn't be infectious today, tomorrow, the day after. Mm. There is a place for it. Let me tell you what I think the place is. I think the place is for their use in, for example, regular workplace testing, if you have a meat plant or a food processing plant. And the staff are being tested every other day.
Okay, well, actually, on that, on a very practical example of that, yeah. I don't know if you saw it in the Irish Times this morning, Carla Brown reporting the schools in Limerick are going to roll out the rapid antigen test for Leaving Cert students because of the high COVID rates in the area. Do you think that's a good application of it?
It could be if it is.
I know, so Gabriel, could or would, is or not?
It depends what it's being used for. If it is being used to test, if there are cases in a school.
To make sure there's no infected students, there's no close contacts, and that a whole pile of them don't get to sit their exams is the reason they're doing it.
Well, if they're trying to, in a stable population in the school, to pick up cases and they're testing on a regular basis, that has a potential role. But if there are cases in a school and you're trying to use the test instead of isolating people, instead of closing down a class or taking other measures, then it probably isn't a good idea at all. And there's been a great deal of controversy about it.
Okay.
And it comes down to this thing that you will miss some cases because people will not trigger this test in the same way as they trigger a PCR test. So it depends on the decision being made. And that's why it isn't easy to deal with in this sort of...
Yeah, sorry to cut across you, because I'm tight for time here. I just want to add one very quick question to Paul Moyna. Paul, doctors and scientists differing and the rest of us are still living in under house arrest. Tony Holland is against it. The Chief Scientific Officer, Mark Ferguson, is in favour of it. Who do we believe?
Well, that's right, Mark. And the Ferguson report was released and it was divided. But certainly if you look at the scientists and the infectious disease specialists on that report, they were clearly in favour of rolling this out on sort of a fairly wide basis. You mentioned the example there of a school. I think that's a really good example of where this could be used. The Leaving Certificate started yesterday. Some students won't be able to sit the Leaving Certificate. We have schools now taking on and basically trying to set up rapid antigen testing by themselves instead of getting public health support. So I think it should be more structured and certainly should be more widely available and supported.
I'm going to leave it at that. Paul Moyna and Gabriel Scally, thank you very much for that. I don't know whether you're more or less confused after that. I'm not entirely sure myself.